Yo, what's happening, everybody? My name is Anthony Correnti, and thank you, as always, for checking out another episode of the Dynasty Drive. I appreciate all of the support, as always. The NFL draft is quite literally right around the corner at this point. So it's time for like the last of the, you know, draft, I don't want to say hype, but the last of the, you know, we're finalizing rankings where it's so close. You can taste it. You can smell it. So today kind of kick off a series, I guess, in, finalized sort of pre-draft positional rankings for fantasy football purposes. Before we get into that, if you're new to checking out this podcast, you found it as you were searching for just more content leading up to the draft, we appreciate you checking it out. You can follow me on Twitter at Dynasty Drive. You can also, if you haven't already, head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard, where you can catch a ton of great content, not only from myself, but from Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams, who co-host the Dynasty Big Board podcast with me on that feed over there, as well as all of Matt's awesome, Matt Hicks's awesome info on the incoming rookie class. Skip Newton and those guys doing an awesome Devy show. John Lobb absolutely killing it for Devy and college fantasy purposes. Tons of great content and an absolutely electric Discord server that's going nonstop. So for as cheap as $3 a month, you can get access to all that awesome information, our consensus dynasty rankings, and much, much more. Patreon.com/rookiebigboard. You certainly won't regret it. And without further ado, let's talk the 2023 class of rookie quarterbacks. So today I've got my top 10 broken down into tiers, how I have the quarterback class stacked up for fantasy football purposes. I will say that's a pretty notable qualifier, as always. And with the draft right around the corner, I think just under 2 weeks away. So how I have quarterback stacked right now, tier one, these guys are all very, very close for me right now. I have three guys in the top tier. Quarterback one for me right now is Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young comes in at QB2, and CJ Stroud of Ohio State QB3. So I will say that, of course, there's some reaction to Richardson testing as crazily as he did at the NFL Combine. But if you go back and listen to an episode on this feed just under a year ago, last May, right after the 2022 NFL draft wrapped up, we got into early, very, very early 2023 rankings. I had Anthony Richardson QB3 coming into the season while he was still even more of a relative unknown than, you know, of course, there's still questions about the projection that he is, but I loved the upside coming into the year. I thought it would be hard for anybody to kind of take Bryce Young out of that QB1 spot, but for fantasy football purposes, the upside that Anthony Richardson has is too great. And not to mention that his floor for fantasy purposes, given his top level ability as a rusher, he's got a pretty safe fantasy football floor. He'll get early draft capital. Feels like a lock. He's going top three, top four at the worst. And with that capital, he's going to get opportunity. And even if he doesn't develop as a passer, you know, he'll have some fantasy value just from the rushing upside alone. And I think that it's more safe than people think that he continues to develop. He showed a lot of development from the 2021 season to the 2022 season. And I know that there's always going to be questions about guys like this, but the upside is way too big and baked into the fact that I think we overlooked that he's got a pretty safe floor because of the rushing ability. Bryce Young, I don't know what more there really is to say about Bryce Young. I said for fantasy football purposes earlier at the beginning of the show is that qualifier, because I think that there's a real argument to be made if you're an NFL front office drafting in the NFL draft coming up that, you know, there's a reason you might take Bryce Young or even CJ Stroud ahead of Anthony Richardson. But Bryce Young is a super fluid passer. Everything looks super natural. The only thing is you're betting on outlier size, right? If you could throw the size out the window, he makes everything about the position look easy. Again, all three of these guys, I think, are very likely to go in the top 3 to 4 picks. And then CJ Stroud, in any other class or any other year, there's a pretty easy shot that CJ Stroud's QB1, but 2023 is fairly loaded at the top of the position. these three guys, I'm comfortable taking all three of them within the first five picks in Superflex drafts, really probably even within the first four picks of Superflex rookie drafts coming up. So that tier one is pretty special to me. Again, Anthony Richardson, QB1, Bryce Young, QB2, CJ Stroud, QB3. Tier two is where, you know, we get a little bit of a fall, nothing too crazy, but QB4 for me is Will Levis and QB5 is Hendon Hooker. I think these two are maybe the two most polarizing prospects at the quarterback position in this year's draft. Will Levis, terrible supporting cast in 2022, just terrible. Kentucky's supporting cast for him was not good, but he does still need to show more consistency as a passer. He's got all the traits, and I still think that those traits are what gets him drafted early. To me, I would still bet on the likelihood that this draft starts quarterback, 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 quarterback if Arizona trades out of three. So I think Will Levis falls into there. You know, I think there's a reality that exists that Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson go 1, 2, 3, and then the Colts take Will Levis at 4. So I think it's short-sighted, even if you don't like Levis a ton, to not recognize that he's going in the first round of a Superflex draft, whether you like him as a passer or not, because of the, you know, likely opportunity that he'll be there with that significant of draft capital invested in him. Hendon Hooker, we've reached the point of the pre-draft process where Hendon Hooker's name, it feels like, gets thrown around every day. Love Hooker, maintain that had he not, you know, gotten hurt at the end of the college season, that we would have been at this point much earlier, that he was a first-round talent, because the tape is a first-round talent quarterback. But the injury, and then given the fact that he's an older rookie prospect, was always going to be something that people poked some holes in, combined with the fact that the offense he ran at Tennessee gets some criticism thrown its way, just being an easy to read offense for him, where he's not asked to do a whole lot, but, you know, trust the scheme and trust how it's drawn up. But he is a good, solid prospect at the position. People will react to the age. I think he's a first round quarterback all day long. And now it seems like we've got to that point. So he too, if Hendon Hooker sneaks into the first round of rookie drafts, you got to bank on the fact that Levis and Hooker could both find themselves getting selected in the first round of Superflex rookie drafts as well. A stark kind of contrast from a season ago, right, where we only saw Kenny Pickett come off the board in round one of the NFL draft. This year, it feels pretty safe to say that four, maybe five quarterbacks are a lock for round one, and that the majority of them should see playing time early in their careers. Save for Hooker, who, you know, recovering from the injury, it seems like a safe bet. You probably don't see him on the field at all in 2023 for whichever team selects him. But even still, I think there's a shot that, given the question marks surrounding some of the other position players at wide receiver and running back in this rookie draft class for fantasy purposes, and the demand, or the ever-growing demand, for young quarterbacks as Superflex becomes almost the norm anymore, Hooker's going to get drafted more often than we probably thought initially at the back end of round one, top end of round two in Superflex rookie drafts. So again, through my first two tiers, that is Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, Hendon Hooker rounds out the top five. Tier three for me is the big fall off happens, right? Like, there's a clear step down, in my opinion, from the top three to Levis and Hooker, who both have questions but are worthwhile prospects. Tier three becomes, I don't feel super confident any one of these guys gives you a lot of meaningful value down the stretch, besides handfuls of games where there's likely to be some players find some opportunity at some point, but how sustained that will be is, the likelihood's pretty low in my opinion. So it's quarterback six for me, Max Duggan, the headliner of the group. I think he's the one that's got the best shot at finding consistent playing time. His intangibles will help keep him on a roster as kind of like that gutsy backup regardless. But I think that ability that he has, or those traits that he has and the leadership stuff that will help keep him on a roster, I think that only increases the chances he's going to play some meaningful snaps at some point. Like, at some point, an opportunity will open up, whether from injury or whatever. And I expect him to come off the board still early on day three. I guess I know there's a chance he could fall farther than that, but I think some team will like him enough for those reasons to say, hey, we need somebody to kind of be our backup and kind of be a solid glue guy in the locker room, and they'll see him and think that's it. After that, this is like the group for me where you really start chucking prayers. So from quarterback 7, Jake Haener, quarterback 8, Jaren Hall, quarterback 9, Stetson Bennett, and quarterback 10, Tyson Bagent. You know, they have all got something. Haener's got smarts, less than ideal physical traits. Jaren Hall is small. He's got a limited arm. Stetson Bennett, I don't even know anymore. I had him here because I thought that he had a pretty likely path as career backup, but the more time passes, it sounds kind of like he's bombing this process. And Tyson Bagent has fun, you know, fun traits, some fun ability, but played at a much lower level of competition. So to me, you know, in deeper than average leagues, you know, deeper super flex leagues, 14 teams, or those, you know, every single quarterback's rostered in a 12-team super flex league, you got to keep the names on your radar, but expectations should be tempered. You're not going to get a ton of reliable production from these guys. I could see drafting some of them, you know, depending how big the rosters are and, you know, what you got to hold on to, but I'm not really doing anything more than crossing my fingers and hoping that, you know, somebody hits. A very clear step down from tier 2, which is a step down from tier 1, obviously, but this quarterback class is fun, given the depth of it at the top. You know, like I said, we'll see probably 4, maybe 5 quarterbacks get selected in round 1 of the NFL draft, and then consequentially the same thing in the first round of Superflex drafts, rookie drafts rather. And you've already seen some of the top guys get drafted early in startup scenarios as well, even before we know landing spots. So again, to run through the list one more time, it goes Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, Hendon Hooker, Max Duggan, Jake Haener, Jaren Hall, Stetson Bennett, and Tyson Bagent. Yeah, fun class. I'm going to keep these kind of short because now with the draft coming up, I'm going to try and do a couple per week so we can get through all positions. So that's the list on quarterbacks. I will have show on tight ends coming up, show on wide receivers, show on running backs. Wide receivers will be up next. I'll give you the top 20, how I have them stacked right now for fantasy football purposes. The wide receiver and running backs needed more than 10 names to give you in this class. So we kept it to 10 for quarterback, but wide receiver and running back, there'll be lots more names to jot down. Tight end, we'll give you some. It's a fun tight end class too. So we always talk about the tight ends whenever we get a chance. So with that being said, I appreciate all the support as always. Thank you again for listening to this short episode of the Dynasty Drive. We'll be back later this week with more pre-draft rankings, and we'll talk to you guys then.